Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Pesachim 9, talking about a chaver, concept we might have talked about before, but always good to review. The Gemara talks about an abraisa. If a chaver died, a chaver, the term chaver, the notes point out here in the Talmud, the term chaver in this context refers to a person who is meticulous in his observance of the laws of maser, who is therefore trusted concerning the tithing of produce, procedure by which one becomes classified a chaver is described in Bechoros 30. So this chaver, if a chaver died and left a storehouse full of produce, and it is not known whether the produce was tithed, even if the produce is of that day, then it is in a presumptive state of having been made fit, of having been tithed, because we presume that the chaver tithed it before he died. The idea being that we should all try to be a chaver as much as possible. We should be someone that's considered that they're a chaver, in that they're a friend, and they're a chaver, and that they're chavivas to mitzvahs, that they're tied to the mitzvahs, and they're involved in the mitzvahs, and they try to do what they can to be involved in the letter of the law, but even more so, lifnei meshuras hadin. We should try as much as we can on all levels to be a chaver, to be a chaver to our wives, to be a chaver to our spouses, to be a chaver to our children, to our friends, to be a chaver to our community, and to be a chaver to the world at large. Anyone we're involved with, anyone we interact with, any person, Jewish or non-Jewish, we should be a chaver, someone who's known that they're good, upstanding, they abide by halacha, they abide by the rules, they abide by being a person who's happy and interacts with a good, pleasant demeanor. Be a friend. Be someone who's chavivus lemitzvos. Be someone who's tied to the mitzvos, who's a chaver, and how the Gemara points it out here, and who's a chaver in general. The best thing to do is to have a chaver tov, to be a chaver tov to other, besides for kenei aseh lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver. It's so important to have a friend in your life. Even if you have to acquire the friend, you need to have a friend in your life. We should all make sure to acquire friends for ourselves, good friends with good hearts, and who are good neighbors, as the Pirkei Avos points out, who foresee consequences and are good in all respects and good in their generosity. And we ourselves should try to be that chaver, not just to acquire that friend for ourselves, but also to be that friend for other people. Be a chaver tov in all senses of the word, to be that person that interacts with people in a happy way, in a jovial way, in a pleasant way, that's a really good friend that stands by their friend in times of need, in good times and in bad times. And we should have a friend for ourselves that also stands for us in times of good and times of bad. We have a whole lecture about this on the lecture series with Reb T about friendship. We go much more in depth there, but in general, the Gemara points out to us here to be that chaver, to be a chaver in mitzvos, to be a chaver in halacha, abiding by what Hashem wants of us, and even going lefnei meshuras hadin. That's a good chaver. He gives tzedakah not just a tenth, but even a ninth. He goes above and beyond what he needs to do. Be that chaver for others, and to kenei lecha, and to acquire for yourself a chaver for yourself, whether in Torah, in mitzvos, in halacha, or whatever you can in every facet of your day with all of those around you. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 10 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.